Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. GOP lawmakers have finally gotten their heads out of their rear end. I'm talking about some of the moderates that are now calling on the Department of Justice to actually brief Congress on the details of the Hunter Biden investigation. I would argue this is something they should have done a long time ago. Now, the investigation of Hunter Biden's business dealings are heating up, and they now are presenting a political headache for the White House and this administration. Representative Jim Jordan has come out on the Hunter Biden activities and said, it is now very clear, even though the White House is trying to tell you otherwise, the media is trying to tell you otherwise, that Joe Biden did have something to do with Hunter Biden's activities. And without Joe Biden, Hunter Biden didn't get any of these deals. It was all about buying access to the father. It wasn't about getting advice from Hunter Biden. And this is part of the criminal scheme that the American people need to understand. And this is part of the criminal scheme that the media is not talking about. So I want to just take a step back here. And you can go back in our podcast, by the way, and grab all of the exposés that we've been doing into the laptop and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and his brother. Now even his sister is getting involved. But if you hit the pause on that for a moment and when you just step back, there's a simple question that a lawyer would ask in a court case involving Hunter Biden. The question would be this. Did any of these companies, any of these corporations, any of these oligarchs, any of these Chinese Communist Party officials actually seek the advice of Hunter Biden? No. Did they seek advice for him of an expertise of oil and gas, for example, in Ukraine? No. Did he have any experience in oil and gas industry prior to being on the board of Burisma? No. Could he even understand the language while they were having the board meetings? No. Did he have a translator there? Apparently, from what we've been told, not very often. So he's just sitting there hanging out. Let's go to the Chinese Communist Party and their energy business. Did he have any expertise in that business either? No. Does he know how to speak Chinese? No. So is he just hanging out there giving no advice and getting paid millions of dollars? Yes. For giving no advice. Let's go to Russia and the Moscow's mayor's wife, the richest oligarch female in Russia. What advice was he giving her that was worth $3+ million? Let's talk about the bio labs that they were involved in. Is this guy a doctor, Hunter Biden? No. Does he know anything about biolab issues? No. Does he know anything about diseases or these laboratories or even what they do? No. So why is he involved in a biolab in Ukraine? Were they paying him for his advice? No. They were paying Hunter Biden for access to Joe Biden. They were paying Hunter Biden, just like any crime family does, for access to favorable decisions. This is no different than the Clinton Foundation. When Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, there was millions and millions and millions of dollars flowing into the Clinton Foundation. Because if you wanted to have a policy that was favorable to you, if you wanted access to the United States government, it was a pay-to-play scheme. You want the attention of the president of the United States of America? You got to go through Hillary Clinton. You want the attention of Hillary Clinton? You got to go through the Clinton Foundation for either of those. And what happened? The money dried up as soon as she lost the presidential election. The money dried up because they realized, okay, well, now we don't need her anymore and we don't have access to America anymore through her anyway, so we'll move on. And they did through Joe Biden and Joe Biden's brother and Joe Biden's son. But nobody was seeking out the advice, the business advice, the mind of a crackhead. Now, let's bring up the crackhead aspect of this. And I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just stating the facts. Joe Biden took advantage of his son's addiction. Joe Biden apparently didn't care that his son was an addict and the money that was coming in was being blown on drugs and hookers and prostitutes and strippers and fathering children. Apparently, he didn't care. Neither did his stepmom. Neither did his uncle that they were abusing Hunter Biden. They knew he had a big problem. Were they helping him? No, they were exploiting him because he was doing all the business deals for the family. And they knew that he was going to keep getting this money. And they knew it was going to facilitate his addiction. But let's go back to the question that a lawyer should ask if they were ever in a court. Like, do companies traditionally go and ask advice from known crack addicts? From known drug addicts, from people that are actively doing drugs. Everybody around Hunter Biden knew the guy was a drug addict. The people in the Chinese Communist Party knew it. They do unbelievable intelligence. They knew what his vices and weaknesses were. I'm sure Russia oligarchs knew what his vices and weaknesses were. I'm sure the Ukrainian intelligence knew what his vices and weaknesses were. And I know that the United States government knew what his vices and weaknesses were. I definitely know that his father, stepmother, and his uncle and his aunt knew what his vices were. That's why they're openly talking every time they have to about his drug addiction, because that is the get out of jail free card. Hunter Biden's a victim of drugs, not of our family exploiting his drug use to get business deals done because he would do the stupidest things that no one else would accomplish. In fact, it was almost like they knew that they had the backup plan to say, well, he's a drug addict. Right? Because if you're Joe Biden's brother, you can't claim you're high as a kite every day when you're doing deals and leaving laptops. Right? You're of sound mind and body. It's going to be a lot harder to defend you from going to jail. It's almost like Joe Biden said, all right, he's a crackhead. Let's make a lot of money off him. And that will be, if we ever get caught, the excuse of why he was doing the things he was doing, because he was addicted to drugs. He was just trying to get his fix. And we have a problem in this country with the prescription drugs. And we have a drug problem in this country. And we have an opioid problem in this country. My son has come out on the other side of it. And we're so proud of him. And you shouldn't rip on a guy that did drugs. What I do know is that no one gives millions and millions of dollars on a regular basis from countries all over the world to a druggie who they claim they're asking for advice from. They were buying access. And the family took advantage of this, which brings me to Jim Jordan's on Hunter Biden's activities. There is no way that you can separate the crimes that were committed from Hunter Biden from Joe Biden, because without Joe Biden exploiting Hunter Biden, none of this happens. Listen.
Well, it sure looks like now it's a family enterprise based on the recent text messages we've seen. And I'm just amazed at how this story has changed, because it initially started out as it wasn't his laptop. Then it was quickly, well, it was his laptop, but it was Russian disinformation. And now it's, well, it wasn't Russian disinformation, but Joe had nothing to do with it. And now we learn, well, Joe did have something to do with it, but his chief of staff says he did nothing wrong. It doesn't appear to be the case when you look at these recent text messages. So we're going to look at all this. One of the things we did last week, Brian, is we sent a letter to the 51 former Intel officials who signed that letter. Because remember, it was that letter that became the basis for the conspiracy of big tech, big media, Democrats all saying, oh, this is a story that the American people shouldn't see, even though we were just days before the presidential election. So those 51 Intel officials, we want to know who they talked to. What was the basis of their letter that said, oh, this is a has all the earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign? That was baloney. But when former intelligence officials say something, it carries added weight. Much like when Adam Schiff told us all the things he did as the intelligence chairman, you think, well, he's the intelligence chairman. He must know something. But he was telling us things that weren't accurate either. So that is a big problem when these people tell us things that are not true. And that becomes the basis for keeping information from we the people. So we want to look at that and this now what looks like certainly a family enterprise with these text messages that have recently surfaced.
Family enterprise with the text messages that have recently surfaced. That is exactly why GOP lawmakers are finally getting their heads out of the rear end. A lot of the moderates calling on the DOJ to brief Congress on details of Hunter Biden in this investigation. And they should have been doing this months ago, but at least they're doing it now. Saying, look, you guys need to brief Congress on this investigation of the president's son and the business dealings, arguing that few details have been disclosed to the public. This is more than just legal questions plaguing Hunter Biden. This is about the fact that Joe Biden's administration and many others clearly are involved in Hunter Biden's business dealings. In fact, the business dealings don't exist without Joe Biden being involved. They argue that the investigation raised questions about involving potential violations of criminal or civil law by President Biden or other senior administration officials. That is now in writing for the first time ever, something that we've never seen before. This is the first time they're saying it out loud.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it
would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about the intel officials? You know, we're not getting any info of the DOJ, but let's take a step back even more than that. What about these 50 intel officials, and how did they conclude that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation? Did they lie to the American people while we were paying their salaries? Did they break laws by lying to the American people? And how did they come to the conclusion it was Russian disinformation? Who was directing them? Was it the Russians? Was it Hillary Clinton? Was it Joe Biden? Was it Hunter Biden? Was it James Biden? Who was calling the shots? I have another question. I want to know who actually started the email chain. I want to know who started making the phone calls of the 51 intel officials and how they concluded that Hunter Biden's laptop was not real and Russian disinformation, had all the markings of Russian disinformation. Was it in the media that started it saying, hey guys, you need to do this? Was it the DNC? Was it Hillary Clinton or was it Joe Biden? Was it Barack Obama? Who was it?
Maybe the worst of it all was what 51 former intelligence officials did. That letter they wrote where they said this has all the earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign, that letter became the basis for tech and big media to suppress this story and keep it from we the people in the run-up to our most important election. That's why we sent a letter to these 51 guys. We want to know who they were talking to, how they came to this conclusion, how they put that letter together, because that was the basis for the conspiracy that kept information from the voters right up before the presidential election.
Yeah, we're showing.
By the way, you think about this conspiracy, 51 intel officials. We all conclude the Hunter Biden laptop is disinformation right before the election. All of them going in for the president, right? Former Vice President Joe Biden, want to get rid of Donald Trump at all costs. We'll lie to you. How did you come up with this? Doesn't matter. We're going to do it anyway. Do you have any idea how we came up with all this? Doesn't matter. We're going to do it anyway. Peter Schweitzer, by the way, who did the big book, Red Handed, says now the media is panicking over the potential Hunter Biden indictment, and they should be panicking over this. They're panicking because if the wheels come off, how complicit are they in the involvement here to lie to the American people and knowing what they were telling you was a lie? The 50 intel officials are another example. Listen to what Peter Schweitzer had to say when he was talking to Brian Kilmeade on Fox.
The Hunter Biden, James Biden laptop scandal. And now it's unraveling despite the media's efforts. Where do we go from here? Why is it suddenly getting traction? The evidence is overwhelming and seemed overwhelming back then that this was a real story. But then 51 intel experts assured the American public this was Russian disinformation. Why would they do that? Former Attorney General Bill Barr has an idea.
Political whores. And it was wrong for them even to put out a letter because they didn't know the facts. They had zero information. They did it as a political ploy to help Biden win the election.
Wow. Here with his two cents, Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, and the president of the Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer. Peter, they're getting onto a story you wrote 18 months ago.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's shocking. The mainstream media, which is
to be the guardian that's holding into account our political leaders, was covering up for our political leaders. I first exposed the Biden's ties to China back in 2018. Then you had the laptop emerge, and the mainstream media has ignored that story from the beginning. So the sad reality is, Brian, if you are counting on the New York Times or the Washington Post to know what's going on in the world, particularly as it relates to the first family of the United States, you are not going to get anywhere near the information that gives you a realistic picture.
Peter, this story's moving for the mainstream, not necessarily for you. You've moved there. But CBS reported, Catherine Herridge, who does a great job, used to be here, that American banks flagged over 150 banking transactions involving James and Hunter concerning these are U.S. banks' international transfers, large sums of money. This Lion Hole group that James paid was paid by a Chinese consulting firm. He was getting about $100,000 a month. Hunter Biden, $60,000 a month. Tony Bobulinski's in the background. Joe knew all about this, and he was getting a percentage of this. You could easily put this story together. The mainstream media is getting there. Will they go the rest of the way?
I think they will, Brian, for a couple of reasons. First of all, this grand jury that's been meeting 2018, they took a hiatus with COVID. They're back in action, so to speak. They've been looking at Hunter Biden, and it's pretty clear that they are probably going to recommend an indictment of Hunter Biden. So the train is leaving the station, and the media does not want to be caught so flat-footed. The second thing that I think is going on, frankly, Brian, is that the Democratic establishment is starting to turn on Joe Biden himself. They look at the poll numbers. They look at where things are going to happen in November. They do not want this guy thinking that he's going to run in 2024. So I think also you're seeing the Democrat establishment, which translated means certain elements of the mainstream media, are starting to turn on Joe Biden. And that's the reason they're finally pursuing this story.
Now, the media is in a quagmire because it's, do we get rid of Joe Biden and totally turn on him? Because if the media chose to turn on him, they could easily get him impeached and probably indicted over this. And you see him walking around like a babbling idiot. I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just being honest. You can see that he's destroying the Democratic Party in the midterm elections coming up. You can see that Democrats are terrified of just how bad it could be for them, not just the midterms, but in 2024. And so now there's a real conversation that's taking place with Democrats, and I would expect this from them because they're pretty much soulless. And they're asking this question, okay, do we just abandon Joe Biden? Like, we don't want him to run again. And it was crazy is in the conversation that I played for you yesterday with Joe Biden's sister coming out trying to defend Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family and saying, oh, we're just so proud of him. He's a drug addict and look what he's gone through and he's still alive and we're just so happy and we're so proud. You know, pulling out the drug card is the thing that's going to save him, right? That's the thing that's going to save him. And the part here that I think they're now realizing is Joe Biden does not need to run in 2024, but his sister said yesterday he's going to run in 2024. And I think that also terrifies them. What if he's crazy enough at that point to actually run again? How do you run against a sitting president? It doesn't work. How does another Democrat, how do you have a grand debate in the primaries if Joe Biden's taking up do you really run against the guy and then he gets hammered in 2024? They want to get rid of him. They're talking about getting rid of him internally. I've talked to Democrats. They're like, they're trying to figure this out. Do you keep defending him or do you totally walk away from him and just let what probably is going to happen to his son happen also to Joe Biden, Joe Biden's brother? Like, do you destroy this family? And then how long is the fallout on that corruption? Like, how long is that connected to the Democratic Party? Well, this could also connect back to Hillary Clinton. Remember, Hillary Clinton was one of the ones involved in the Russian hoax. She was involved in lying to the FBI. Just recently, she had to pay these fines. Her and the DNC for lying about Russian collusion, all of the things that were used to impeach Donald Trump. Not once, but twice. And they all knew it was a lie the entire time. Peter Schweizer also outlined the evidence directly connecting Hillary, not just to the Russian hoax, but also we know that the entire apparatus around Biden that was around Hillary are the same people involved, the same 50 people and the same five former CIA directors that said that the laptop was Russian disinformation. had the markings of Russian disinformation were the same people that were around when Hillary Clinton was in power. And so if you do abandon Joe Biden, and they're talking about this within the Democratic Party, and let him burn at the stake, then you've got to worry that the fire will connect all of the people in the Democratic Party in their leadership to Hillary Clinton. Don't forget, it was Hillary Clinton's people that went to the FBI and lied to the FBI to open the entire investigation into Donald Trump with a Russian hoax, which they knew they actually paid for.
Well, Michael Sussman, it turns out, has a text message that shows that he lied when he went and sought out the FBI, James Baker, and said, I'm not representing anybody, but I got some news, time sensitive, you got to know. What he said, what he said to Baker was the Alpha Bank is linked with the Trump Organization. And guess what happens? Sussman puts that in black and white. And then out comes Hillary Clinton retweeting a statement from Jake Sullivan saying, the greatest proof yet, as I paraphrase, that there's a link between Trump and an Alpha Bank, a Russian-owned Alpha Bank. Let me see. I plant a story with the FBI, and then I tell the story. The people that gave the story, it seems to be Hillary Clinton's camp. Then Hillary Clinton retweets with all her followers. It looks like you made up a story, didn't you?
Yeah, they created this internal loop that circulated through the media and through the intelligence communities. Look, if laws mean anything, Mr. Sussman clearly lied to the FBI. That's a violation of the law. Brian, if you or I went to the FBI with a false tip, we were trying to manipulate them, I can guarantee you they would throw the book at both of us. So the question is, if you are a juiced-in political attorney in Washington, D.C., with ties to the establishment, are you above the law? Frankly, over the last several years, we've seen that there does seem to be these different standards of law. I'm hoping in this case that's not the instance, but let's also be clear, Brian, that you hinted at. This is not a case of Sussman operating on his own. He was operating on the behest or in the service of Hillary Clinton, and she was directly involved in this as well.
I started with...
He was involved. She was involved with it as well. How do you undermine... Right. How do you let Joe Biden go out to sea, go out to pasture? How do you walk away from him and not have everybody around him that was around Hillary go down with it? That is the big quagmire right now for all of.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Them. I want to bring back the point that has been made by U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. He's a Republican, been pretty cautious, not a big go-getter. But he is clearly signaling now that the GOP is kind of ready to go on offense. He has now come out and said that he believes there is enough evidence to legitimately question if Joe Biden is compromised by the Chinese. Senator Chuck Grassley did an interview this week, and he said, I do believe there's enough evidence to warrant an investigation into President Joe Biden to see if he is compromised by his son Hunter Biden's business dealings in China. Do you have evidence, Senator, that would lead you to believe that Joe is potentially compromised by China or by the Chinese? Grassley's response, I only have enough evidence that it's a legitimate question. I do not have evidence that goes as far as you would like to have me say it goes. If I could say it, I would say it. Now, Grassley's been around long enough that he understands the history of China specifically compromising Democrats. Waters World, Jesse Waters, right? Primetime show at Fox, bringing up China's ties to Washington-run deep state on the Democratic side, reminding the American people just how dirty China is.
And the Clinton re-election campaign got caught taking dirty money from the Chinese that were tied to spies. China funneled millions through plants they had in Washington. Guys who were lobbying on behalf of the Communist Party to sway Clinton and the Democrats on trade and tech. But the Clintons weren't the only Democrats compromised by the Chinese.
And by the way, you may forget, but when this all happened with Bill Clinton, there were people that actually were indicted from China for doing this. And as you just mentioned, he just mentioned there, these aren't the only ones that have been compromised by the Chinese and the Democratic Party in America.
Senator Dianne Feinstein actually had a Chinese spy on her payroll. She paid him to drive her all around Washington for over 20 years. I wonder what he overheard in the back of her Lincoln Town car. But at least she didn't get into bed with him, unlike Democrat Eric Swalwell, who got caught up in a sexual relationship with Fang Fang. But did any of them get into trouble? Were they investigated, punished, embarrassed? Did they even lose a committee assignment? No, they got compromised our country's security, and we're still supposed to trust them. So it stands to reason that the Biden family thought they too would get away with it when they started striking up deals with Chinese businessmen tied to Chinese intelligence.
This is, by the way, what China does. They get their tentacles into American lawmakers because it's a lot cheaper than any other thing they can do to influence America. You get your hands into them, right? You get the money to them. You get the money to their family members. You do exactly what they were doing with Hunter Biden, and it's dirt cheap. You get money to the Clinton Foundation, by the way, which they had done as well, so that you can buy influence from Hillary Clinton or Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or Barack Obama or anybody else you want to get your hands on. Dianne Feinstein's another example of that.
And for some time, that was the case. The media was desperate for Joe to beat Trump, so they swept this whole story under the rug. Until Joe screwed it all up, like he always does, and lost his grip on the media, forcing even the New York Times to come around to verify Hunter's laptop. And eventually the story became too big to ignore. So now the press is playing catch up with Biden's family's ties to China. Reporters like Michael Isikoff, who was one of the first to promote the phony dossier, is writing that the Bidens are in real trouble, inking a piece today that says, quote, new Hunter Biden revelations raise counterintelligence questions. And now they're even acknowledging that this might be the kiss of death for Joe's political career. A former Clinton advisor saying this today, quote, if it is proven that President Biden was not only involved in, but profited from Hunter's business deals with Chinese state-owned firms, it would be a politically calamitous development for the president. But the Biden family is still whistling past the graveyard, claiming Hunter did everything above board, and that this is all somehow Trump's fault.
Hunter walked through hell. He didn't wake up and say, you know, Aunt Val, I think I'm going to be an addict. Trump and his right-wing followers have continued to do whatever they can to discredit the family and therefore bring Joe down.
When you bring out the sister that no one knew existed to do these interviews and you bring them out and you and this is your last-ditch effort, this is when you know that you are in triage and you got to have somebody try to stop the bleeding. She's the person that is the best person to come out to represent the family to say these things. And that's how desperate they are, because it can't be Hunter, it can't be the brother, and it can't be the president. And so she's putting out and laying the groundwork. The defense is he's a drug addict. Know that they took advantage of the drug addict. That's what they did. They took advantage of the son that they knew was addicted to drugs because they knew he would do the stupid deals that they couldn't defend if you're sober. And if they did get caught, they could just say he's a drug addict. He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know he was taking money from Russian oligarchs. He didn't know he was taking money from communists in China. He didn't know he was taking money from Burisma the way he was and Ukraine's and all these shady people. He had no idea. He had no clue. He just didn't know it because he's a drug addict. We're just so happy he's sober now, and you should be happy too. Right? You should be happy that we now can say that we have somehow saved his life. And that's what she went on TV to say. Oh, and by the way, all this really comes from Donald Trump. Because why not try that one again? It worked every other time. And when you got nothing else to do, you blame Donald Trump, right? Don't blame us. Blame Trump. Don't blame us for the bad economy. Blame Trump. Don't blame us for the bad economy. Blame Trump. Okay, that's not working. Fine, we'll blame Putin. Don't blame our foreign policy or domestic policy, the rising prices at the pump. Blame Donald Trump. Donald Trump had low gas price. Well, no, it's Donald Trump's fault. Well, it's not. Okay, never mind. We'll blame Putin for that, too. So if you can't blame Trump, you go back to the Russians because everybody hates them now. So now, finally, Republicans like Grassley, that should have been on offense and been doing a lot of offense over the last couple of years, have realized there's an opening. There's an opportunity. Maybe now we should go on offense, since the media is saying about basically killing off the political career of the entire Biden crime family. They're thinking about totally turning on them. So now's the time for Grassley, I guess, to come out and jump. Take a listen.
Senator Chuck Grassley is a ranking Senate Judiciary member who's been investigating Joe and Hunter Biden since 2019. Do you have evidence, Senator, that would lead you to believe that Joe is potentially compromised by the Chinese?
I only have enough evidence that that's a legitimate question. I do not have evidence that goes as far as you'd like to have me say it go, or if I could say it, I would say it. First of all, thank you for having me. What we do know is that Hunter Biden had arrangements with Chinese business people, the CEFC Corporation, it's an energy company. Those Chinese business people had connections to the military and the Chinese Communist Party. And we know that they received $5 million one time. James received $1 million one time. And then we got all sorts of bank records saying on a regular order, $100,000 for many months to Hunter Biden, $65,000 to James Biden.
By the way, I'm not trying to be mean, but the reason why I wanted you to hear Chuck Grassley is you're telling me this is the guy we have investigating Joe Biden. They're basically like the two old guys from Up. I mean, he can barely get the facts out. He's been investigating since 2019, and Chuck Grassley can barely get the facts out. And this is who we've got on the Republican side that's supposed to be helping us? Like, it's time for the Republicans to get a little bit younger. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being honest. We need our best and brightest on this story right now. And this is the guy that I'm supposed to have all my faith in because, and look, I'm glad he's finally doing it, right? But we need a better messenger, somebody that can actually explain what's really happening. This is one of the problems that the Republican Party has. We always go to senior leadership based on age, not based on accomplishments. We go based on age and seniority of how long you've been there as a career politician instead of finding the best people to speak. Chuck Grassley is clearly not the guy that should be in charge right now. That's my opinion. You can criticize him if you want, but if he's been doing this since 2019 and he's just now saying it, we can barely get excited about what he's saying because it sounds so much like Joe Biden. It's probably not the right messenger. This story, by the way, is too big to be politically correct about Chuck Grassley, okay? This is bigger than any one man. I hope all of you will continue to share this podcast with your family and your friends. Hit that forward button, please. Hit that auto download or auto subscribe button as well. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.